This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. In this spotlight, we're going to be looking at how to choose the best person to do a WCT course with and the 10 questions you should ask. My name's Chris Scott, and I'm a WCT tutor for 3050 based here in the UK. We run courses throughout the UK, both online and in person, and we think we're one of the better course providers. My background, just so you know, is I have a diploma, WCT diploma, level 4 if you like, and I've been teaching the WCT level 1, 2 and 3 since 2013, and I've helped thousands of students pass their WCT level 1, 2, 3 exams. We also produce a large amount of materials, flashcards, mock exams, podcasts, all sorts of things to help students pass the exams. Before we start, we want to just understand how WCT is structured so you can understand what you're choosing between. WCT is an umbrella organization and it's made up of multiple parts. There's WCT exams and they create and administer the examination process. Also, there is what we call APPs, or Approved Program Providers. These are the people that will ultimately run the course for you. There's a number of APPs, Approved Program Providers. 3050 is a leading Approved Program Provider in London, but there's lots of them all over the world. Each Approved Program Provider is a business in their own right. They're more like a franchise, if you like, for WCT. And WCT takes responsibility to ensure the integrity of the courses. APPs can be businesses like us, 3050. We're a private business owned by myself and Jane. Others can be universities, colleges, cooking schools, wine bars, wineries. There's all sorts of businesses that run WCT courses. When you're looking for an approved program provider, some of these providers run courses only for private clients. Some of these providers run courses only for themselves. You might be a restaurant chain owner and you'll have an internal training team. Some of these providers also offer the courses open to people to book onto. Because there's a large array of types of companies that run WCT courses, there's also a large number of different ways you can run the course. WCT have particular rules about tasting certain levels of wine and covering certain topics, but there's a lot of flexibility to the APP about how they want to run the course. That means that not all courses are the same, and there's some questions you need to really ask to understand the type of course you're going to experience. So let's get into the 10 questions you need to ask to get the best experience from a WCT Approved Program Provider. So the first question you need to ask yourself when you're thinking about doing a WCT course is, what sort of course would you like to do? There's a number of different ways to run the course. One is the classic, which is in class. Another is to do it online, like Zoom. So you just log in and Zoom your way to the course. And the third way is what WCT call the online course, where it's a self-help, where you work through a series of online material to get through the course materials. Now, each of them have their own advantages and disadvantages. It just depends what you need and what you like and how you like to study. So let's go through them. Now, the in-class is your traditional method of studying WCT. It's what most people did 20, 30 years ago, in fact, up until just before COVID, really. And the traditional method involves sitting in a classroom, the wines are poured, you taste the wines, you have a tutor going through it. It's very good for getting tutor interaction. If you've got a experienced APP with a large number of people, you also get a little bit better class interaction as well. And one of the key things about this is all the wines are supplied typically for this type of activity. And you're also tasting all the wines with your tutor, which is actually quite good. The next one is if you do the course live streaming. Now, you can do that anywhere you like, and it's quite handy, particularly for the level 2 and certainly level 3, where there may not be a tutor nearby. Now, live streaming does have some issues. It's not quite as good as interacting with the tutor, although if they've got good technology and they've set it up very well, it's not too bad. The one thing you need to be very careful about is the wines. Does your tutor supply all the wines? Do they supply a small amount of wines and they expect you to purchase the rest? How are the wines sorted? Because some APPs, for example, we do, we supply all the wines for the course. We ship students a big box of the samples they need for the course, and they study, they taste exactly the same wines in class as they do at home, which means your calibration, your ability to say it's got high tannins or medium plus tannins or anything like that is excellent. If you're doing the course online and they supply a small amount of wines for calibration, that's fine. But then you've got to taste a lot of other wines, which could be quite expensive to purchase. Also, they're not very good in terms of helping calibration, because that wine that the tutor's tasting isn't necessarily the same wine you are, which means that you may struggle. If the tutor says this is high acidity, you don't know what your wine is, so it's a little bit more tricky. For level 3 and level 4 students, you also need to travel for the exam. So you need to travel to where the tutor is and run the exam with him. For level 1 and level 2 students, you can do that online as well. A little bit of work to set up your computer appropriately, and you've got to have the right space to do it online. But a lot of people find that quite helpful. The final method is to do it online. Now, this isn't a Zoom event, so this is where there's a website where you log in and you just work through a series of pages on the website, slowly going through the course. You don't get very good interaction with the tutor, but you do get a lot of flexibility in terms of when you want to do the course. You also have a similar problem associated with the wines, where you may get a day's tasting with the tutor or perhaps some wines sent to you that are calibrated, and then you're expected to get all the other wines. Not every tutor does this. There's differences there. So that's quite an important thing to be aware of. We'll talk about the wines later on. The other thing is you need to be pretty self-motivated. It can be difficult to sit there and do the hours and hours of study that you need to do without a particular time frame. So that's the first thing. What type of course? How do you want to study the course? The next thing is, what sort of structure do you want the course to be? There's a number of different ways of doing the WSD courses. Some people prefer to do them as an evening course, 2 hours a week. Some people like to do it as a 1 day a week, and that is maybe a Saturday or a Monday, 1 day, doing a day's worth of course and tasting, and then spending the rest of the week studying and revising. And some people like to do the course as a block course. So that is, if you're doing a level 2, you do 3 days of level 2 with the exam on the third day. Our preferred method of teaching is to do it over 1 day a week. And for level 1, that just means it's a one course. That's not a problem. It's just 1 day. You go and you do the course. It's done. For level 2, 1 day a week for 3 weeks. And then on the final week, with the last day, you also do an exam. For level 3, that would be 6 weeks with 1 day a week and then the exam on the 6th week. No additional study. You get a whole week of revising before you have the exam on the 6th week. If you're doing it 2 hours a week, level 1, you can do it that way. That wouldn't be a problem, although it's quite nice to do it just as a day. At level 2, you can do that, but you're now looking at doing it over 8 weeks as opposed to 3 weeks. And by the time you get to level 3, I wouldn't really recommend people doing it 2 hours an evening once a week. And that's simply because the course will be over about 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, you'll probably forget what you learned at the beginning. So your revision is quite a lot higher. Obviously, if that's the only way you can do it, then that's the way you've got to do it. If you are doing it as an evening course, you do require a lot of dedication because it does start to drag after about 2 months. So, and you're getting into your 3rd month. In fact, if you're doing a level 3, it's 14 weeks, the whole course. So you're over 3 months, nearly quarter of a year for the course. It's not a bad way of doing it, but just be aware. One thing to be aware of, if you are doing the course as a day course, level 1 you can just turn up and it's fine, it's not a problem. You can just go in there, do the day, sit the exam, and you're pretty much going to pass. Most people pass first time, not a problem. Level 2, if you're doing it as 3 days in a row, it's a lot of work, and I would strongly recommend you do some study before you do the course. WSD requires a certain 19 hours of study for the level 2 course, and I would expect students should get at least 10 of those hours done beforehand. And then finally, the level 3, if you are going to do it as a 6-day course in a row, you need to turn up ready for the exam, which means you need to do the 51 hours, 51 and a half hours of pre-course study before you even start the course. So just be aware of that. What that means is your next question you need to ask yourself, not the tutor, is how long do I have before the course starts? If you're studying the level one, it doesn't matter. You can just turn up the next day. It would be absolutely fine. Level two, you probably want a week or two just to go through some of the textbook to make sure you're ready for it. As long as you're not studying it as 3 days in a row, you don't typically need to do any pre-course preparation. But for level three, you definitely do need to do some pre-course preparation. And we would recommend that you make a decision about which APP you're going to do the course with about at least 2 months before, maybe 3 months before. Don't leave it to the week before to decide you're going to do the course. And the reason for that is you need to do some preparation, which means you need to have time. And that leads on to the next question. Does your APP or proposed APP send you course material before the course starts? I can tell you, when I did my level three course, I turned up on day one on the Monday. They gave me the textbook and I sat the exam on the Friday. I had no chance to do any preparation. It was the worst experience of my life. I would never recommend that to anybody. I barely scraped a pass, to be honest. And I missed out on lots and lots of really useful information I wish I'd learned if I'd had more time. So if you are doing the course, I would strongly recommend you check to make sure that you can get the textbooks before the course so you can do pre-course preparation. Level one, it doesn't matter. Level two, it does, particularly if you're going to do it in a short, condensed version over 3 days. And level three, you definitely, definitely need to do pre-course preparation. And I would strongly recommend going for a provider who does that. Now, if the provider doesn't supply textbooks before the course, that's fine. You need to ask them the question of, if you buy the textbooks yourself, and you can normally buy the textbooks yourself online, can you get a discount off the cost of the course? There are some issues associated with the workbook, etc., but you should be able to negotiate a cheaper price if they don't send you the textbooks beforehand. But it's up to the APP. Some will say no because it's a little bit of a hassle for them. Some will say yes, it's not a problem. So it just depends on the APP whether you can get access to the textbooks. And if you can't, can you get a discount on the course cost? The next question is, what wines are supplied and tasted? At level one, to be fair, it doesn't really matter. You're not going to be testing on your ability to taste wine. And most wines, like a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, will have a particular characteristic that's reasonable, so it's not a problem. The reason it starts to become more important, and particularly at level three, is because of what we call calibration. You need to be able to write a tasting note that will be marked by the examiner. If the examiner thinks the wine is high acidity and you've written medium plus, you won't get a mark. Now, the tasting exam isn't hard to pass if you've tasted a lot of wines that you can calibrate against. But if you're supplying some of the wines yourselves and only calibrating a small number of wines, it can be problematic, particularly at level three. And this is where you see people typically struggling to pass the tasting exam. I would strongly recommend that if you can, get the wines that the tutor supplies. That does mean that if you're doing it online, it could mean extra costs associated with it. Calibration is an important thing that students, even in our class where they're all tasting exactly the same wine, it normally takes till about week three before a lot of people starting to get calibration. Week four is when they're normally there, and they've tasted about 40 wines with the tutor by that stage. And at that point, they're quite confident, or they've got a very good chance of passing. If you're tasting different wines to your tutor, it's going to be tricky. It can be done, but that tutor will have a lower pass rate in the tasting exam because of that. At level two, it's quite a good idea to taste the same wines as the tutor. However, at level two, there is no tasting exam. So when we're talking about calibration, this really super applies to level three, where you do need to pass the tasting exam to pass the course. So in particular, level three and level four, I would strongly recommend that you make sure that you taste as many of the wines that the tutor has. That means in class, that's normally what happens, but online, it can be quite different. So just be aware of that, and you need to really research how many wines are available. For example, we supply 54 wines to all our students at home and in class. They often come from the same bottle. The problem we've found is that there's 54 wines. It takes 10 minutes to taste a wine if you're doing it very fast. And you won't be at the beginning. The first half of the course, you won't do anywhere near 10 minutes per wine. You will get there towards the end, but 10 minutes per wine is the really, really fast. That means it takes 8 hours of in-class tasting. That's a heck of a lot of time to taste wines. In fact, most tutors simply do not have the time to put a detailed tasting note up and go through it with every student. As a result, sometimes in class, what you'll find is they'll use the wine as an example, and they might point out it's got high acidity, but you're not tasting the wine all the way through, and you're speeding through the wines just so that you can tick that box of saying, I've tasted the required wines for the course. What we do at 3050, and I think this is very good, and if you can find an APP who does this, it works really well. It's about 20 wines that they taste at home. Now, these are things to practice at. We also give them mock exams to do at home and have them handed in and marked. We also give them miniature wines so that they can do tasting groups with other students. And each tasting group has a theme. So we have a tasting group that is based on sweetness. We have another one based on tannins. And we have questions and activities for the people to do as a tasting group. What this means is that when we're tasting wines, we taste every wine and we write a full tasting note. And I think this is one of the reasons why our students do particularly well in the tasting exam. They know that they're tasting all the wines, they're tasting them in detail, and they're not skimming over wines, which you sometimes have to do if you're doing all the wines in class. So there is that sort of tie-in. For us, what we do is we give our students miniatures of the wine, so just the same samples that we give our students who are at home, we give them to our students in class. They take them home, taste them at home, or with their classmates in tasting groups. The wines are expensive. So if you're expected to get wines yourself, we spend about £2,000 on a set of wines for a WC Level 3 course. And if your tutor is supplying maybe 10 wines to help calibrate, then you're going to have to supply the other 80% of the wines for the course, which means it can be quite expensive. So don't be fooled to think just because you can do a course online that might be cheaper, you need to check to make sure you're getting all the wines, and if you're not getting the wines, what sort of effort do you have to go through to get access to all the wines? Some tutors might supply a link so you can buy them from another wine shop. Others, the tutor might expect you to source certain wines from a number of different sources, which can be time-consuming as well as expensive. The next question you need to ask yourself is, what do you know about the tutor? The courses can be very difficult to teach. Level 1 is pretty easy. Most people can teach Level 1 course. Level 2, it starts to get a bit tricky. And by Level 3, you need very good tutors to be able to deliver the content well and engaging. So how much experience does your tutor have? Are there any reviews that you can read about your tutor to make sure that they are up to scratch? Especially the Level 3 and Level 4 courses. Very difficult courses to teach, for all sorts of reasons that we don't need to go in here, but the quality of the tutor is really important. Experience is also really super important. If the tutor has never run the course before, I can assure you it is a hard course to run. When I first started running courses for 3050, I would spend 1 week prepping for 1 day of course. And I did that for the first 10 times I ran the course. It was so much work. And I realize now that the first time I ran the course, my students didn't get the best of what I could deliver. And even by course 10, I was good, but I wasn't brilliant. So make sure that your tutor runs these courses regularly and they've got experience running the course. The next question you need to ask yourself is, what extra materials does your tutor provide? For example, WST will provide textbooks, and that's the only thing that the students technically need. Workbooks and work study packs, including workbooks and SAT guides, are not required by WST to be supplied to students. Some lecturers do, some lecturers don't. Some lecturers have their own range of materials that they prefer to supply, and some lecturers just use the basic materials. For example, at 3050 here, we have a huge number of flashcards for each level, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have mock exams. We supply extra wines to the students. We have a podcast called The UK Wine Show and another one called 3050's Level 3 podcast, 3050's Level 4 podcast, for students studying the Level 3 and the Level 4. So we have a huge amount of extra materials. Some tutors don't supply that. It's not a problem. You can get access and purchase materials from us through our flashcards, our mock exams. Our podcasts are free for anybody, so we strongly recommend them. And our YouTube channel, which has a lot of free content on there. The next question you should ask your tutor is, what happens if I miss a class? It's not terrible to miss a little bit of the coursework, but if you miss too much, WST doesn't let you sit the exam. The way we interpret it is that you can miss 2 days out of five of coursework for the level three, 1 day out of three for level two, and you must attend all the level one course, obviously. Now, what happens if you miss it? Well, for us, for example, because all our courses are live streamed, we have a video of every course. Usually, if the student talks to us beforehand, we'll make sure they have the wines as well, so they can watch the video at home, taste the wines, continue that important calibration process, so they really don't miss out. They can just do it whenever they like. Be aware, though, sitting at home watching a video of a course with the wines is not considered classwork, and with WST, you will not be allowed to do the course that way. You've got to be in the class or interacting with the tutor for classes or live streamed courses. Online, obviously, you're working at home by yourself anyway. The next question might sound a little bit crazy, but how many tutors are you going to have? For example, our APP, we believe it's really important that students have a single tutor for the entire course. So level one, level two, and level three, you would typically only have one tutor. And if that tutor can't make a day for whatever reason, you would have another tutor perhaps for that day. But generally, you've got a single tutor. Now, the reason we find this is important is because students, particularly at level two and especially level three, students find that if they have multiple tutors, the way the tutor calibrates and the results they come up with can be slightly different. There's a lot of ways of measuring acidity or tannins. Different tutors do it differently, and it can be very confusing for students if they've got a lot of different tutors doing different things. Level three, it drives students crazy because they're like, this tutor was saying it to do it this way, this one's different, and they really don't know. When you're doing your diploma, that's actually a good thing because you're doing a diploma over a 2-year period minimum. And that means that you've got plenty of time, and learning from different tutors and developing your own technique is excellent. But at level three, it leads to a lot of confusion and a lot of really annoyed students, to be fair. So what I would say is if your APP has a different tutor for every course at level three, just be a little bit wary of that because you will struggle a little bit with your calibration and your tasting technique. The other thing that you need to think about with your tutor is how often do they run the course? Some people run the course once a month. Some people run the course once a year. Some people put the course on once every couple of years. The more often you run the course, the better the tutor will be at running the course, then the smoother and slicker the operation in terms of you doing the course. Level one is pretty easy. Level two is a bit of work for some APPs. But if you're doing level three, you need to really ask yourself, does this tutor run this course often enough to be able to deliver a quality course for me? And if they're not running the course very often, it might be because they have cancellations. You need to ask your APP about what happens if they don't get the numbers to cancel the course. We're a successful APP in London, and we probably cancel one or two courses a year because of things that happen. For example, you might get a train strike, or COVID-19 affected us in a big way as well for a while. So there's lots of different reasons. Maybe you didn't get the numbers, etc. So you might want to find out how likely the course is going to go ahead, what the numbers are, etc., from the tutor, because sometimes you put your money down, they cancel the course, and then you've got to try and get a refund from them, or maybe if you're flexible, you can move it for another period of time. It can be a little bit tricky. But if the tutor only runs a course once a year, it can be quite tricky. So I'd recommend that you go with people who run the course reasonably regularly, maybe once a month, once every couple of months sort of thing, so that you can get in there. Diploma, that's a different story because that is such a big course. Most people just have yearly or half-yearly intakes for a cohort of students for 2 years. The final thing you need to ask yourself is all about communication. Some APPs, when you ask them a question, will get back to you straight away. Some APPs are almost a bit annoyed that you've had the gall to talk to them. The question you need to ask yourself is, these questions I'm putting to you, can you actually get hold of the appropriate person running the course and get these questions answered? Some APPs you simply can't. You do everything through a website and then you turn up on day one and off you go. The other thing that's quite important, particularly for level two and especially for level three and level four is there any communication with the tutor outside of class? Some APPs have no homework and they just have this period of time where they're in there doing it. And if a student has a question, they have to wait a full week or whatever period of time it is until their next opportunity to ask that tutor. Hopefully that tutor, if they've got the same tutor, you might find it's a different tutor with a different answer sometimes. But some tutors, for example us, we set up a WhatsApp group for our students and they have lots of questions going in. The group talks amongst themselves, arranging extra tastings if they want to. They can use it for reminders, what chapters to read. A lot of our tutors will just post some extra videos of things that might be relevant for the current session that's coming up. So there's lots of ways to communicate. You can ask the tutor a question. They won't get back to you immediately, but usually our tutors, for example, we'll get back to you within 24 hours of any question, and usually much, much faster than that. So the question is, what sort of communication will you have with your tutors? What sort of communication are you having with the company that's organizing the course for you? I hope that helps. These are important questions to ask and really, really important to get your head around. Now, sometimes you'll have a range of course providers that you can do. Sometimes you're in a big city and there's two or three course providers and you've got options. Sometimes you're in a smaller city or a smaller town and you may not have options. In fact, sometimes there is no option in your town and the only thing you can do really is do it online. And I understand that, but you should still be looking at these questions. So for example, do they provide the textbook? And the answer is no, and they don't give you a refund. That's fine, but you definitely need to purchase that textbook to make sure that you're ready for the course, particularly level three. So these are important questions. They'll help you plan how to get the best out of your courses.